This is the story of the Indian Wars, and by Simon Paniak, who is from Anaktuvik Pass, Alaska. I am going to tell a story about those times when the Indians and the Kuvak people were fighting by Kuvak and Noatak, and the Indians came there from some place where the Eskimos didn't know. You know, the Eskimos didn't know where they came from. And now I am going to tell this story. The Kuvak people and the other Eskimos are around Sirkenak and by Sulukpawak Duk, and those Eskimos by Kuvak, they were living there. And the Kuvak people were marrying Indian women, and also the Indian men were marrying women from the Eskimo people from those areas around Kuvak, and the Kuvak and the Eskimos around Kayana were, and the those Eskimos resented the fact that the Kayana, well, the Kuvak people were getting you know, they resented the Kuvak people marrying the Indian women, and they didn't like the Indians to get into the relation of the Kuvak people. But the Kuvak people did not resent this, and they had no reason to fight. And so those Eskimos that resented the Indian Eskimo marriages went out and fought some Indians and killed some Indians, and the Kuvak people had no reason to fight for it. But the Indians said that they were, you know, when they got into many numbers, they were going to drive the Kuvak people out of their land. And so the Indians mounted up, you know, grew in number, and okay, the Ndrangheta were fighting the Indians, and the Indians were trying to get revenge. So the Indians, when they grew in number, they were going to drive the Eskimos out of their land, the Kuvak people and the other Indians too. Now the Kuvak people regretted ever having any Indian relationships, any relationships with the Indians. And people that had Indian relatives. Well, now he talks about two Indians that and Eskimos killed two of the Indians, and they went into the Indian land, but they weren't, the Eskimos weren't very many, and they picked the closest Indian village, and you know they reached there, and the Eskimos had relatives in the vi in the Indian village who were wives of Indian men. And they caught the Indians by surprise and they killed most of them, except there were a few who escaped. There was one, and there were some that escaped, and they went to their relatives who were close by. And there was one person taking who were taking along some Eskimo women, but the and so the Indians fought back, and while the Eskimos were by their fishing, by the place where they fish, they killed them off during the winter time. They killed every man, woman and child in that group, and those Indians had gained some friends as their other in those Indians had some other Indian allies with them at the time, and there was also another Eskimo group, and but the Indians found them and killed them off, and still they wanted to kill some more Eskimos because the Indians were still large in number. And there was a couple who were living by themselves, and they lived with a woman who had, well, who still, who went hunting, well, who went fishing by a river, at a river, and there were also four young boys that were with these that came from some place and reached this group, the couple and the woman. The woman told the four boys that there was some wire hoops from some distance, and the woman told the four boys and the couple, and they went to their place some distance away. And they had a small, had an old dog with them. And the old couple told the five persons to run away from their place. And so the one woman and four boys left the two old couple by themselves. And so they took, so they tied their dog with a long, okay, after the five people left, the two couple went to, went by a huge rock, a boulder, and stayed there some distance away from the old house. And so they tied their old dog to a huge line made by a net that was used to get caribou with it. And the old woman talks to the old dog to try and get as many Indians as possible. And the old woman talks to his dog for the last time. And she goes back to the old man. And then they saw the wires coming towards them. And so the weather becomes real good, and then they knew that the Indians were coming from a point where the river met with this on the horizon. Well, something to that effect. Anyway, they expected to the wires to appear from the point just a little distance from their little house. The old couple thought that they would not be found because they were confident they wouldn't be found. And then they saw the Indians. There were so many that they thought they wouldn't ever end. And then these Indians, they were walking, and by the time they reached the old place, they finally, all of the Indians finally appeared. The Indians came in the morning, and so the Indians, when they reached the small place, they started messing up the place, and there was one leader who said that they shouldn't. While the old woman was looking, she thought that the Indians were so destructive. She said, "Those Indians sure are destructive." And the old man thought that they shouldn't be so destructive. And there was one person that the old woman is talking about, the man in front, and says that the Indians sure are many. And she says that she hopes that the Indians would not be destructive. But then, as they watch, the man in front told one of the men in front of him to get back behind him. Then the old woman sits down watching the Indians and starts chewing. And the old woman pretends. At this point, the old woman is pretending to fly like a bird, while, you know, making fun at the Indians and pretending to eat something. But then, while she is doing this, somehow blood is running from her behind. And the old woman is still pretending to eat. But then the Indians reach their shack, and the dog starts barking at the Indians, but then the Indians kill the dog. And then the Indians looked for food. Looked for food, and then they didn't find some, so they started heading away from their place. And then after the Indians leave, Shorukara, who seems to be the name of the man, went over to the shack and found that one of the Shohrukpar seems to be the name of the woman. And as they go down to the shack, they find that the old dog had killed one of the Indians. But then the Indians had killed the dog. And so and the Indians had seen the old couple go down, but they didn't do anything with them, since they've saw that the old couple were not part of the Kuvak people. And so the Indians made another Made another, made some more friends, more allies, and at this point the old man is singing about something, Ilikuk, in order to remind him about this part of the story. And so, by the mountains, the Eskimos and Indians were by the foothills of the mountains, and the Eskimos were on the other side. And the Indians were going to spend the winter where the Eskimos usually hunted caribou, and they were stingy of this place. The Indians were hunting caribou where the Eskimos usually did. And the Indians were all around the foothills of the mountains, and they were going to spend the winter there. And they were stingy of this part where hunting was plentiful, and so they let the Eskimos hunt where there wasn't much food. And the Eskimos, with some other people, at this point the Simon says that he forgot some of the names, but he knows that there were a lot of Indians there at the foothills, and there was few Eskimos, but they spent the winters living by the Indians at a distance away from the Indians. Seems that there was some destruction here, and there was somebody by the name of Paniulak and his grandmother and some other people were, plus Kavaksasuk and Simon says at this point that he can't remember all the names of the Eskimos. And then there were Kivlet and Sunnik, who were Indians at a place called Ivrulik, who were spending the winter there, and the Eskimos didn't like the idea of the Indians living there. And so the Eskimos stabbed the two Indians, and the Kuvak Miok got the other Indian. One of them was going to escape, But then one of them jumped and grabbed his leg, and he stabbed the Indian, and then he quits holding the Indian at this point because the Indian is dead. And then they started shooting at the Indians, and the Eskimos start shooting at each other with bows and arrows. And then at the end, there were two left, Kivlik and Anarup. And so Kivlik and Anangaluk were left, and then they took some, and so these two, along with Sunnet and two other Eskimos and an Indian whose name was Kivlik, and Salmon talks of two people carrying their intestines along with them, but they were still alive and they were traveling away from the fight. The Indian, it died, and these two that were carrying the intestines had not died because they just had their stomachs cut. And the intestines were out, and Analuk also had his stomachs cut. All these were carrying their intestines. Two were dragging, one was carrying, and Analuk was putting his intestines inside his stomach, putting them back in. And a woman who's, I'm starting again after the group that escaped from the Indian and Eskimo scuffle. Right now, Kivlik and Analuk were left, and also Sunnik and Ilikuk and Sunnik had two wives, Ilikuk and Itkilik. And the Indian's name was Itkilik, and the Indian Kivlik was just about dying, and he was carrying his intestines along with him, dragging them, and the Indian still could not die. And Analuk took the intestines took the intestines of the Indian and took the intestines together and put them inside the Indian. And carrying the Indian. He headed for his relatives. And so Sunnik was just about crying. And just like an Indian, he was singing like an Indian. And this is the wounded Indian. And the man that was about crying was about and was singing about his two wives and the wounded man started singing an Indian song, and here is the Indian song now. This Indian song was sung by the Indian who was trying to get back to his people. He was singing about his two wives.